Exclusive, Trump advisor Lynn Patton, he will reinstate Title 42 on day one to fight child trafficking and illegal immigration. By Nick Gilbertson on July 29, 2023. Lynn Patton, a senior advisor to former President Donald Trump, appeared on Breitbart News Saturday, where she discussed Trump's commitment to combating child trafficking on the heels of the recent viewing of the blockbuster film Sound of Freedom at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Patton told host Matthew Boyle, Breitbart News's Washington bureau chief, that Trump intends to reinstate Title 42 on day one, with the aim of combating child trafficking if he returns to the Oval Office. The Biden administration allowed the program to expire in May. On day one, when Trump gets back in office in 2024, he has pledged to reinstate Title 42, which will immediately and safely return children, migrant children, unaccompanied minors, back to their own families in their own countries where they belong, Patton pledged. Right now, a lot of your listeners might not know, but Biden, obviously everybody knows he undid Title 42. But what that does, is it also, it forces migrant children to be released into the interior of the United States, where they are at the mercy of these predators, and so it's extremely dangerous. It wasn't just kind of to prevent people from having COVID into this country. It was basically, you know, to prevent unaccompanied minors, all these types of unsafe conditions from transpiring. And the fact that this current administration let that expire is inexplicable. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Lynn Patton, July 29, 2023. She emphasized earlier in the interview that Trump was fighting to combat human trafficking in the White House during his first term. Here's the crazy thing in the middle of, this was before the Mueller report was even released. Right, and everybody was thinking this was going to be the hammer that basically tied Trump to collusion with Russia and all this stuff. And even in the midst of all that, President Trump was focused on saving children, Patton said. And I want to say that even in the midst of all these continued false indictments this week, and last week, he's still focused on saving children. She noted that Tim Ballard, who is the former Department of Homeland Security special agent portrayed by John Caviezel in Sound of Freedom, met with the 45th president at the White House and became part of his administration. Related, former President Donald Trump and Sound of Freedom star Jim Caviezel greet attendees. He had Tim Ballard at the White House long before most people even knew who he was, Patton said. But he was, obviously. Ballard was a former special agent with Homeland Security and founder of Operation Underground Railroad at the time, which rescues and rehabilitates victims of human trafficking. And at the president's invitation, he came to the White House, talked about these stories, and that obviously human trafficking is the fastest-growing criminal enterprise in the world. Over 50 million victims are in human or sex slavery globally today, which in the movie, if you watch it, they say that more humans are trapped in slavery today than at any other time in history, including when slavery was legal. So that's just mind-blowing. Related, exclusive, Sound of Freedom's Tim Ballard. Thousands of children disappearing into USA. Ballard told Trump a story about how, you know, you can sell a bag of cocaine once, but you can sell, unfortunately, a 10-year-old child for at least 5 to 10 times a day for 10 years straight. And it's heartbreaking, and I think that really struck a chord with Trump. And you know, that very day, he ended up appointing Ballard to his White House Advisory Council to End Human Trafficking, and this was back in, you know, 2017. Trump signed the Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act of 2018, which shut down the website Backpage, which was obviously one of the biggest sort of underground websites for sex trafficking, as Patton noted. She added, I think Trump indicted 7 people who were responsible for operating and running and pimping men and women out on that page. So it's amazing how far we've come today, where Joe Biden is arguably and his immigration reckless immigration policies are arguably turning the southern border into the largest human trafficking crisis in the world, she said. We've done a complete 180, Matt, since Trump's last office in this area, and Tim Ballard is the first to point it out. Related. President Trump greeted with applause ahead of Sound of Freedom special screening. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.